Man, it's fucking episode 153. And I know what you're thinking. 153? I haven't heard 152 yet. I'm a little behind, but I'll take care of this all, well, tomorrow. But today.
But here's the thing. They haven't listened to this yet.
You're right. You're right.
Load up 52. We're 152. And then afterwards.
You're right.
We're on to doing this one. So.
You're right.
But you know what? Now, they're like insider knowledge.
Yeah. Little fucking.
A little inside joke between us and you guys.
And fucking Donnie and fucking Jesse don't know because they're not fucking here with us. But, yeah. You know?
Donnie, he's taking a nap.
Yeah, Donnie fell asleep, and Jesse's probably asleep too. He worked a fucking double.
Yeah, he's probably getting off of work, getting home, and saying, oh, man, yeah, fuck this shit right about now.
Man, I bought some. Really young. I bought some new shit. I got.
What you got?
I got some cat piss.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow, man.
Yeah.
What's the shipping on a little jar like that?
Shit, that's a fucking good question. Man, I also got Sunset Skittles. The bag's not a thing.
Let me see the bag, because you keep talking about the bag, but it's... Yeah,
it's just a black bag.
Yeah, okay. That's tight, but I mean, like...
Decent weed.
That's about what's on the inside. Yeah, this is what I got right now. Pulling up a little bit of the Hercules.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a good percentage. Natural State, that's one of my go-to brands. Let's see... Got other good. Well, this one right here with some Burkle.
Oh, hell yeah. Now that is a bag. That is a nice bag.
Well, you know, it's just a bag. But it's Blue Dream crossed with Purple Urkel.
Oh.
Fancy.
That sounds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that looks wonderful.
Got a little bit of a darkness to it, but it's mostly like a nice light green, good smoke hybrid, you know.
You know, kids today, the young adults today are fucking spoiled with those weed, man.
Bro, like they're never. Ever gonna know what the drought is?
Yeah. Oh, they will, no like, one has weed.
Like, what's that? What's that? Like the little fucking hang scale things before everybody had digis?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers don't know, man. Swag, like brick swag. They ain't never know. Like, which is great. It's fine. I'm not even gonna. But like, if we could just write like a weed history book, like this is what's been going on, you dummies, while you were growing up, going to school and taking DARE classes.
Yeah, it fucking.
You were smoking bullshit. Fucking, you had to pick out the Sims and the seeds.
And you had to buy it from those shady ass people.
Like. I'm gonna roll one up, my little roll of my jiggy. You seen that's this before?
Yeah, that thing's neat. I think you showed me that before. That thing's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
I just got the little zigzag one.
Yeah, put a rolling paper in there like that. Put a little jiggy in there like that. I do a little just rolled, usually cardboard off a gum pack, but you could use a rolling paper pack or a pack of cigarettes or something like that, and you just cut it up into a little strip kind of like this.
I'll make a little yeah. crutch.
And then I just roll them up.
Hell yeah. Man, I got a box full of... I had a tin full of the fucking raw, already made crutches. And I had a half-smoking joint in there. And I left it in my brother's car for like a year and a half. I forgot it was there. I found it one day. And I smoked that joint. And it was pretty gross.
Not bad. No shit. Okay, I had a coffee mug bigger than this. And mind you, this is like a large size coffee mug. Normal size would be about right here, right?
Yeah.
It was about this big. It was almost like one of those big beer fucking steins, right?
Oh, shit.
In this apartment that I lived in for a little over 2 years, every time I smoked one, I'd put the roach, boom, in there. To the point where I was like cramming it down to make room. Putting them on top. And so when we go to move, right, my roommate and I go to move out of this place and pack everything up. He's like, what about this? I was like, we're not packing that. We're rolling that shit.
Oh, shit.
He asked, coffee mug away. Plan B, you know? And so we sat there. I bought a fucking... And this might have been the last time that I purchased a pack of Phillies blunts. The fucking Titans. And I literally, like, the last one, we were all so fucked up, and I was, like, so over it. I was like, fuck it. I didn't even bother, like, ripping those roaches open. I just put them in there. Oh, my God, dude. We were so fucked up, man. So man. Fucked up.
Big, those are big, some big-ass fucking blunts, man. And all roaches?
Yeah.
Oh, that had to be gnarly.
It was pretty gnarly. It was back, was I smoking cigarettes back then? No, I wasn't smoking cigarettes at that point. That apartment, oddly enough, I never smoked in that apartment. It was a couple years I had taken a break from smoking cigarettes before I quit again a couple years later.
Well, I'm glad you kicked that habit.
Yeah, man, smoking cigarettes is not cool.
No, and you know, you see less and less people doing it. Like, yeah, especially younger people. I'm vaping, like, yeah, but not fucking cigarettes.
It's not that they're not smoking, they're fucking hitting these little fucking vape things, man.
Yeah, you're right.
In little nicotine vapes, and I'm like, dude, you know, that's just more of the same shit. Like,
yeah.
They're still getting you hooked on all this fucking chemical bullshit. You don't need it.
And they're like, hey, use this to quit smoking. And they're like, ooh, should I tell him? Man, I also got these.
Oh, damn. What you got,
carts.
Some vape carts?
Yeah, Mac oils, vape carts. Let's see, does this tell me anything about the shits?
I got a couple myself. I got a Dwight Tokum.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a full spectrum cart. This is from Dark Horse Medicinals. Once again, they were one of the ones that backed our Kickstarter for the Stone Ninjas Joint Fun Book.
Oh, hell yeah.
I try to, anything that they get, that any products they have coming out, I try and check their shit out, man. Support those that support you, man.
Hell yeah. They got some really nice packaging.
And you know what? I'm gonna be honest. First couple of things I picked up from them, if they totally sucked, I might not have gone back. You know what I'm saying? But this dude's got some gnarly stuff.
Hell yeah.
That he makes. He's got a brand that he's producing called Little Smokies. They're fucking amazing. And any carts that I've seen him do have all been, like, top quality. So, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I got a dab dart from... Yeah, I do. Got a fucking dab dart from this guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, those, I love those.
Yeah. This one is Ring Pop.
Oh, shit.
Like Ring Pop.
Hell yeah. Well, fucking... What's their name again? Dark Horse?
Yeah, Dark Horse Medicinals.
Shout out to Dark Horse Medicinals. Hell yeah.
Dark Horse Genetics. I think they're both the same company or something. And...
Hell yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah, these guys, Mac Farms, I buy their carts, and I tried their disposable, this is a disposable fucking live rosin pen.
Ooh, and, it's a fucking live rosin or live resin, either one, fucking gnarly.
Yeah, those are pretty fucking good. This is, this might be resin. But these things are pretty fucking great. Like, and they're $10 a cart and $10 a fucking disposable vape. You can't fucking beat that.
We got this one. It's a blueberry terp tank.
Oh, shit.
Revolution brand. Revolution brand is one of those that I'm always getting their weed and stuff. You've seen the jars before. These guys, well, not that one.
That's some interesting packaging they have.
Here's these guys. This one actually is an apple fritter. I just realized I haven't even cracked into this sucker yet.
Oh, shit.
It's sour apple crossed with animal cookies.
Damn, man. I realized...
2%, it's just... sitting in my drawer. I hadn't even popped that sucker. Maybe I'll bust that out in the next episode.
Hell yeah. My fucking eyes suck so bad, I gotta lean in to fucking see. And I realize I just got my fucking face right here. Like, oh shit.
Ain't nothing that, sweetheart. When you got a pretty face.
Oh shit. Man. Fucking Fortnite. Fortnite going back to fucking Chapter 1, Season 1.
Well, before we get into that, I just want to say that this season that we are still in for the final week has been one of the best fucking seasons.
Hands down.
Still having a blast with it.
And you know what's crazy? Yeah. I thought it was a pretty shitty Port Nightmares, but the season was good enough to make me not care.
Yeah. I will say they did drop the ball on Port Nightmares 1. They're still giving us missions to do, which I do kind of find...
Oh, shit, you froze. Man, you look like you're about to sneeze. Oh... We're having technical difficulties. Man, it's... Well, it's just two of us freezing. It really sucks. Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear you. Hell yeah. Dang, man. Alright, so...
That was me that was frozen. But, yeah, so Fort Nightmares, it was, they could have done more with the Horde Rush. I felt like they were rejected, like, to keep me playing Horde Rush, because I wanted to play that shit, but, I mean, I got everything done, and there's all this other stuff to do.
No new quests or anything for that.
Okay, so they got this Cato Thorn, right? We go in, he's a vampire, right? Why aren't the Horde in his fucking man?
You're right. Instead of the normal dudes?
And all, you know, the floating island. I've said this before. I might have said it on here before. But that floating island has a fucking mansion on it.
Yeah, there's no reason that shouldn't be a haunted house. No reason.
That's a fucking brainer, man. Like, what's going on? They've already got a fucking mansion. They can just slap onto a fucking island. Fucking, there you go, guys. Have fun. Like, it's not even shit for them to do it. They just didn't think to do it.
Yeah. It. And
so, Epic Games, if you're watching, give me a call. me and Rick, we'll come out there, yeah. We'll play the game a little, we'll preview the season before everybody else, and we'll give you
honest
opinion on what you fucked up and what you got right.
Man.
The
Rocket Ram's probably gone in a few days, man. Well, a week.
Yeah.
Shit ends in a fucking week. But it was such a solid season. It really made up for shitty Fortnite matches. Like, I had a whole lot of fun this season. And last season, I didn't even think I was going to make it to 200. This season, and there was no doubt in my mind, like, the vaults, the quests, I like the way they do the character quests now, and how when the shit ends, you can hire the character. The weapons. Yep.
That was pretty cool.
That tactical DMR is so fucking good.
If you notice, on the loading screen for the season, the dude that does this, he's actually holding the tactical DMR in that. So they showed that
to us. Shit.
Brought it in like a couple of weeks later just to hold something back, I guess. But you remember, like, when it started off, it was like the rocket ram and the, was it the remote charges?
Yes.
That were just like
put everywhere.
Oh, and the, the rocket ram and the suitcase were just everywhere, and then they gave up like the remote charges and tactical DMR.
And then they added in the fucking EMP grenades.
Yeah.
Man, this fucking season, the vaults, the turrets, the even the NPCs, the weather towers, that was neat.
Yeah, that's actually a really... It's like this convenient advantage that you find when you're just like, oh, let's go to the next circle spot, and all of a sudden you're like, well, there's a green tower over there, and it's still green. Shouldn't we just go get that?
And that...
You might even find friends and kill them.
Yeah, and that guy gives you decent loot.
And they give you decent loot.
It's like, man, and they're so fucking easy to kill.
And it counted as beating a boss. One of those missions that you had to do, it counted as a boss. I'm like, oh yeah, fuck it, man. Take out five bosses. I could do that in like two or three matches.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking dope. I was, and the quests this go around, and the battle pass skins. The battle pass, I actually liked the battle pass. I mean, you guys obviously seen, I've used that little anime chick the whole season, pretty much.
Yep.
Like, and, fucking Michael Myers' knife. I was using Leon Kennedy's knife, but now I'm using Michael Myers' knife. There's an Easter egg with it where if you use it on people, it plays the Halloween music.
Oh, nice. Because I know he's got that one thing where he goes,
yep. I had to buy Michael Myers. It's weird to see him with a machine gun, but it's fucking dope. I'm gonna be sad when the weapons change, cause you know things like the turret and the rocket ram, and we're probably gonna go down to one DMR.
Rick.
You're
not even thinking.
You're right.
Because it's going back to season one.
Oh yeah, shit. It's gonna be.
We're gonna have like the starter weapons from the whole like beginning of the game. It's gonna be an M16, a shitty pistol. Which submachine gun it was? Maybe it was a twin mag. No, it wasn't the twin mag. We didn't start with that one. Maybe by the time I got around. Anyway, it's going to be not great weapons.
Well.
But I think we're going to, like, it's going to change. Every 2 weeks? What is going on?
I heard it's every week. But, you know, I'm wondering if there's going to be, you know how right now we have the riffs that bring in, like, oh, look, here's a leprechaun lady, and, oh, look, these two guys are fighting. You think we'll get riffs in time? Like, oh, look, this area just became Greasy Grove from season 3, chapter 2.
I mean, they had a floating island that just randomly showed up wherever the fuck. The entire season. So they could have, you know, theoretically a season 1 map and just randomly stick the volcano from season 9. Or man, season 8, excuse me.
There was a volcano?
Yeah, there's a volcano. You're going to get to see some really cool shit, man.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
I'm cool. I'm excited to play on that first map again because it didn't really, like, really change until I think the season I started playing. Like, it changed, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I think it was season 9 when it jumped to the future, or maybe it was season 10. I get them confused. Anyway. And it did a future jump, and it was like Neo tilted. But everything was kind of in the same. But stuff was like all futuristic and shit, and it had like the air tunnels going around the whole map.
It's
really cool, man. There's this little fucking racetrack that I landed at like all the fucking time. It wasn't even like one of the like named locations. There's like a handful of spots, just like on the map. They're not named necessarily,
but they're little dope locations. Yeah,
and I mean, that's like a routine where I run around that whole thing and I land down this like rock formation and grab a chest, right? And I'd, you know, be the first one there and I'd grab that. And, you know, if anybody else landed, they weren't landing there, you know, not on this fucking rock that I always fucking landed on. Kind of like landing on the mountain nowadays. It's got those three chests on the top.
Hell yeah.
To do.
That, yeah, that's really fucking good to do. I love landing on that little mountain.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be gone in a week.
Yeah. And you know, that, it makes me kind of sad because this is the season I really did start to appreciate the island.
Yeah.
I
thought for sure
we had
another season out of it.
Yeah. And you know, I wonder if there's going to be any sort of event or anything that launches us into the fucking time shit. Or there's going to be, oh, it's time shit now.
Probably you just log in one day after about a 35-minute upload and download and reload and then bam. It'll give you about a minute and a half clip of something cool and say this is your season now.
Yeah, man. That this will be my second time changing islands. So it's weird that they're doing it in the middle of the, because it's still the same chapter. Is that weird? Have they done that before? Changed islands? No. Without end and everything? Man. No.
Every time they've really changed the entire island. I remember, was it the first time? No. Okay, when it shifted from the second island in Chapter 2 to the third island, I want to say the entire island
flipped over,
rotated this and flipped over, and then you were playing on that one.
Okay, yeah, Yeah, that's the first island I played on, was the flipped over one. Man, that shit was pretty fucking neat though. Vibing, that was the season I started. It was a great introduction.
I didn't like landing on that mountain because it had all the stuff going on inside of it, but not that I didn't like that stuff. It's just something about like the location. There needed to be more mobility that season. They had those fucking tubes and the little ball thing.
Yeah.
Right? That would have been fucking great if they would have just put that track like throughout the map.
Yeah, instead of just being at the rave cave.
Yeah, like what's wrong with putting fucking sweet ass ball roller coaster through the entire map? Like, just fucking do it.
You know, I really wish I could have seen that map from the beginning. I wish I would have started on season one of Chapter 3.
We don't know where the time shit's going. I don't know. It probably will, I think, come back to the island we're on now and then go on to Chapter 5, right? Instead of what we're doing. But, I mean, like, fucking hey, they might just change it all up. I mean, they've got a way of just keeping it fresh, keeping it going. And
keeping it guessing.
Never. Like, are they going to change it? Like, that's going to be... Maybe. What if I got to go out of town for a week for Christmas? Am I fucked? Do I not get to play that?
Oh, man.
If they do... shorten it like that, like, fuck.
They do like FOMO a lot with that damn store.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't care about the store, man.
You know what? I don't anymore, but there was a time when I did. I was really hooked from FOMO.
There's a couple of skins. If I've got the B-Box from playing the, you know, seasons and the
crew, what you call it,
the club, which the fucking Fortnite club coming up, the crew.
Yeah, that cyber dragon ninja.
Yeah, that's the dragon ninja skin that I have.
Yeah. Only
it's like the metallic heel version of it or whatever.
That's fucking cool. And did you see, you get a new version for each month you stay fucking crew. And the last one's like galaxy ass. That's pretty fucking dope.
Any of them other than the very first one.
Yeah, oh shit. It said my mic was muted when I unmuted it. That confused the fuck out of me. Okay, good. Man, that vampire chick, she's the same way. Where you get like six different versions of her. I hope every month they're not just giving us a dude you can get six different versions of. You know, give me. I liked how they gave us that Arctic Wolf dude. They gave us the skin blast and all the shit for him a little bit at a time.
Well, I mean, like, just the same, like, it's kind of, kind of want to flip
this. Yeah. I want some contrast. Give me some
make contrast. That efficient, too.
Yeah!
Why don't they say, oh, crew, here's your monthly crew missions to, you know, unlock the character and all of his cool stuff.
Listen, we need to get you on payroll.
You get this one. That's what I'm telling you, man. Like, they need to talk to me.
Man, that crew missions would be so fucking dope.
I mean, how do you send somebody a resume that's your brain?
Yeah, right? Like, listen. Just listen to me talk for you. Tap into my games and listen to the voice chat, please.
And then pick.
Yeah, I need a check. It's got to be a nice one. I know you guys make the fucking money.
The possibility of getting paid. I did actually bring some comic books. So, that's out, man.
Hell yeah. Man,
Unwrapped her boy. The first 10 pages.
Hell yeah.
See him getting his arm ripped open with this enchanted raptor claw.
Ooh. Man.
This page. Oh, there we go. Gotcha, boy.
Fucking Raptor Boy, I'm excited for it.
I really dig how he did this too, because he's like, got him here. He's like, oh yeah, over here, and he's got like a handful of scales on him, and Professor B's telling him like he's going through a metamorphosis, and then he sees his reflection in the phone when he goes to give him the phone so he can put the app on there, and he's like freaking the fuck out.
Oh shit.
Like, oh fuck, what the hell's going on? And then gonna have to see. He transforms into Raptor Boy. Gets to work. But hey, check out this comic that I bought that I've been keeping up with. Predator versus Wolverine number 2. It's actually pretty good stuff, man. Check it out, Predator versus Wolverine, issue number 2. We see that the Predator, has been chasing Wolverine for quite some time, because it flashes back to when they're all in the comic book together, and the X team, they're fighting a whole bunch of predators way back in the day. And this scene right here harkens back to the original Predator movie.
Oh shit.
Only it's Sabretooth with the big minigun. And he's getting into it with the Predator.
Oh, that's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah. And then, you know, I had to pick up this one.
Oh, fuck Fairyland!
That is the variant cover. These are traditionally the Fuck Fairyland variants have been like a little bit more like gory or possibly more risque, but I don't think we got that with this one. But it's still a cool cover. And then, speaking of risque, this dude on the internet that I'm homies with is going through his boxes of comics and putting them up for like $1 to like $5.
Oh, hell yeah.
And got a little zombie tramp.
Oh, hell yeah.
Artist on this issue. Oh no, excuse me, that's the creator, Dan Mendoza. But then, this isn't quite the same thing, but one of the ones I got, Wildsiders, it's J. Scott Campbell. He does a lot of amazing cover work nowadays. I'm interested to see if he did the interiors as well, because his work's phenomenal. And I got a couple of those. And then here's one of his covers that he did for Vampirella. And
oh, that's nice.
He does some really good work. He did the Gen 13 back in the 90s, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, I was really into Gen 13.
That's where we got to know J. Scott Campbell. This one is another artist who has a similar style. I forget his first name, but his last name's Garza, is the artist on this. And he does, like, a great kind of, like, it's almost a comic anime hybrid.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll start with, like, Joe Madureira and J. Scott Campbell back in the 90s. They started bringing it in. And then there is this one that's one of them old Lady Death comic books.
Oh, are those, like, demon hands on her boobies?
Well, I think it's her chosen apparel, but probably it is made out of claws, as you can see, of some sort. Yeah, because it looks like she's got some, like, black gloves on. I don't know if that's, like, connected to... But, It says 1994 on this one.
Damn.
Yeah. You know,
that...
It's a
29 years old.
Right.
That's damn.
That's right here in purple. So I don't know what that's about, but I like dragons. And I like Lady Death. That's a quality comic, man. Been around for a long time, and there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in those Kickstarters. So it's...
I'm going to have to check out the Kickstarters, because I used to read the Chaos comics.
And what he's doing now, the stories he's building are like leaps and bounds better. The art's way better. And no offense, the old stuff's awesome. And that's why I'm kind of picking up some of the old ones and giving them a read just to see where it's come from, you know, and where it's going. But he does such a great job on the Kickstarter. Bang for your buck, man. Like,
man.
Just get your edition of the comic, right? Or you can pick out one of the covers, right? The one you want, right? And, like, all of the stuff that comes with it from unlocking, like, all those stretch goals. It's ridiculous, man.
That's awesome.
I've got, like, a set of kitchen magnets and stickers and, like, pins and stuff. I mean,
The little knickknacks are sweet. I like...
And that stand-up I got was one of the Kickstarter pieces.
Yeah, that was... That little thing you showed off, that was pretty cool.
And he's an awesome dude, man.
Yeah. That helps, too. That.
It does help a lot. They're awesome.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Man. I don't remember which comic book artist it was that I met. I met some comic book guy and he was a dick. He was such a dick, I don't even remember who it was. But it was at it was at some comic show at a flea market I was at. It was no good. Oh shit, you froze holding the cup. that looks silly. But fucking
But fucking.
I know, I can't go a single goddamn episode without saying butt fucking. And I'm trying to remove it from my vocabulary. It's just a filler word, but it's always going to be there. What I was going to say is, since it's just the two of us, I'll cut this a little short tonight so I can play Fortnite a little earlier. So, check us out at thebrooklynbeatdown.com. There's links to fucking everything there. And, of course, Stones That Ninja.
Hey, at StoneNinja.com, you can get this cool...
That is a dope ass fucking shirt.
Called the Blood Ninja logo.
Yeah, I really like that's the dopest one I've seen so far. That and the tie dye.
Appreciate it. And this and a lot of other cool stuff at StoneNinja.com. And then if you want a copy of the comic book, like for Richard, I'm reading a comic book, go to Stone.Ninja.
Yeah. And fucking Raptor Boy on Instagram.
Yeah, dude, follow Raptor Boy Comic on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it'll be you'll be in the loop on what's going on. I'll keep you in what's going on here.
Fuck yeah. And then of course SlinkyCast.com. Fucking I don't know when he's gonna fucking give us that fucking next episode, but it'll be there one day.
Donnie on the internet.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know when we'll see fucking Donnie again. His sleep schedule's out of whack, but one of these days, I'm either going to make him go to bed or stay the fuck up. So. But until next time.
This time of day to go to sleep, it's when we're playing games and shooting podcasts, man.
I know. And you know, he was usually always up. Now sleep schedule is real weird. But we fucking love you guys. We'll see you next episode. Peace out.
Bye.
Hell yeah.